everyone, welcome along to another season of the World of Space Design and Build with me, your host, Simon Joss. This week we are discussing all things design related in relation to how do you turn your office into your brand. We'll be designing office spaces that reflect the company's brand, its strategy, designing a space that's not just about aesthetics, but it's about creating a space that represents the company, the culture, the values. Now, for SMEs, this can be an extremely challenging episode in order to design the space without anyone dedicated to, you know, real estate or having a dedicated project manager. So how can we create that office space that truly reflects the company's brand and culture? So let's go through some of those questions and find out. So what are the key elements that we need to consider when designing that office space? Well, when you're designing the space that reflects the company's ethos and brand, it's important to consider some key elements. That could be the brand identity. You want to incorporate some visual elements like color and, you know, the logo into the design of the office space. I think that's fairly obvious. But you've got to look into the essence of the company, the culture of the company. Express the company's values through a design element. So if collaboration is important to the company, then consider, you know, more of an open floor with communal spaces rather than the closed environments. Then you look at the functionality. You've got to design it in such a way that it maximizes the productivity and the efficiency of your staff, of your team members. And you've got to consider the needs of the employees and the space that they require in order to give you maximum return on time and productivity. Now, I wrote a blog about this recently, but technology is more important now than ever before. And you've got to ensure that the workplace is designed with that technology in mind to support your business's digital needs. You know, whether that's through charging stations, whether that's through Teams rooms, and, you know, collaboration and video conferencing. This is becoming more and more important. It's becoming more and more regular, especially after the last couple of years with lockdowns and with the pandemic. Now, the second sort of pertinent question would be just looking at some tips that would create the space that encourages a sense of definition. It encourages a sense of ownership and belonging for the employees themselves. Now, creating that sense of belonging for staff, it's achieved through a couple of things. Now, workstations are always a key factor where employees can personalize the workstation with personalized items or decoration, and you can leave them to do that themselves. But what about display places? You know, personal items like photos and awards and achievements, just give them that third level tier of personal space rather than the drawers. You could add onto the screens or maybe the back of the storage, depending on the open plan environment. The break room is always a fantastic way to allow employees to unwind, socialize. They can engage. Different amenities such as a games room, a kitchenette, a coffee area. It's such an easy way to allow the staff to interact, relax, but make sure that you're contrasting the design from your open plan or your closed offices, and that breakout communal space has got to be completely different. It's got to give them a sense of tranquility and relaxation. Now, a lot of SMEs, as I touched on, do not have the dedicated time or staff to even start to comprehend looking for an office, designing an office, and bringing that brand identity into the overall office design and build. So what should SMEs be looking for when they're selecting a firm that helps with the office design? Well, look for a firm that's obviously got experience with working with similar sized businesses. It's all very well working with the multinationals, but multinationals usually have a number of different stakeholders, such as internal stakeholder managers, real estate, corporate real estate managers. They're usually working with an external designer. an external project management consultant, maybe an MEP consultant, maybe even a supervisory consultant. So you can see there's a number of experts within that that are doing the work for the larger global organizations, your Nestle's, your Nokia's, WSP's. A lot of them have worked with myself and they engage external consultants and third parties to do this work. So try and find a smaller organization that works with similar sized organization to yourself that can be very personal and very flexible. And obviously the budget would be important to consider as well. Affordability. So you're looking for the cost-effective solution that aligns with your specific needs. And you've got to make sure that this company is experienced, both in maybe a Middle East perspective, certainly within the industry, certainly with similar companies, and have a look and speak to some of those reference points and go and see some of that work. But probably the most important element when choosing a design a workplace consultant is a collaborative approach. This is not something that you're going to be able to say to a design workplace consultant, this is what I want, go away and do it. You are going to have to be collaborative. You are going to have to provide a lot of information. And the better that information is, then the better that concept and brief answers and brief presentation from the design consultant will be. The more input that you have, the more questions that come from that design consultant, then the more deeper you're going to go into exactly what your brand identity is going to be and how you can achieve the vision of your company and, of course, for your employees. So kind of in conclusion, designing a space that reflects your company's brand and culture is quite a challenging task for smaller companies. We only have a certain amount of hours in the day. But when you're doing it and you find that right partner, you've got to consider some visual and functional cultural elements of the business when you're actually designing the space itself. And additionally, incorporate that technology element, create a sense of ownership and belief for the employees. And selecting that design firm, look at the tips that we've put above, look at the elements that's important to yourself and hope that that design consultant shares in your ethos and your belief system and work with people that believe in what you believe. And that will allow the collaboration to be more productive. The design itself will allow your employees to be more productive and engaged. And hopefully that increases your return on investment from those employees. It reduces staff turnover. And it's a nice place for your clients and your employees to come to work. Thanks for listening to the first episode in season 2 of The World of Space Design and Build. My name is Simon Joss. We'll see you next time.